pray like Jesus. Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation." On the 31st of May, 1948, it was the first day for us to launch a National Assembly in Korean history. At the historical moment as this, at the opening of the assembly, the chairperson Sung Min Lee requested the member of the National Assembly, Young Young Lee, the pastor, to pray. The prayer time was not planned. Pastor Young Young Lee, who was one of the members of the assembly, went on the stage. He prayed to God, and the prayer he said had been recorded in the National Assembly of Korea stenographic records as follows: "I raise glory and honor and give thanks to God for overflowing joy of the Korean people at this very historical and touching moment, as we walk the very first step together as one. I am overwhelmed and delighted." After that, Sung Min Lee was elected as the President of Korea. At the inaugural ceremony, he took an oath in the name of God. And on the 15th of August, at the anniversary event to commemorate the establishment of the Korean government, he read his inauguration speech like this: "In front of God and in front of the people of Korea, I announce and make a solemn vow that I will do my very best to do my work to the best of my abilities." We need to remember that the very first National Assembly of Korea and founding of Korea as well, in fact, have started with prayers. Our people have restarted from the ruin with the prayers. In such a short span of history, our people once lost the hope of the future in the past. However, despite these unfavorable circumstances, we have been blessed by God so much. Right now, have a look at pitiful North Korea that has abandoned God. It has become the neediest country. It has become the country where it is dictated by a dictator. It has become the country where the human rights do not literally exist. South Korea that started with prayers has become the country where people can freely enjoy their freedom of having a religion of their choice, and it has been listed solidly as the 10th strongest economic nation in the world. John Knox said that the people that pray do not fail at all. That is so right. This is a period of Lent. This is time to pray. I hope that you will remember and take part in the suffering of the Lord and have a lot of devotional praying time. If you do not let go of clinging on to the rope of praying in whatever situations, you will experience God that leads our lives to have a victory. But there will be no one who could confidently say that I said a plenty of prayers. At times, we excuse ourselves by claiming that we were busy, we were full on with our everyday chores, we were tired and exhausted, and on and on and on. Our spiritual lives often are dormant and asleep. While we are like that, we lose our peace at heart, our faith gets weaker, and we fall into the worries, anxiety, insecurity and fear of the worldly affairs. We get spiritually attacked. I think this is what we are like. To have a spiritually strong life, and to grow spiritually, prayer is an answer. Prayer is the key that solves the issues of life, which the human beings cannot solve. The life of Jesus, as well as his ministry, was started with the prayer until the very end of his life, till Golgotha, he prayed to God faithfully. Before he began his ministry, he prayed and fasted with prayer for 40 days. After he performed miracles, he remained alone and prayed to God. He prayed to God in early mornings, and at times, he prayed to God all night in raindrops. His disciples wondered when they saw Jesus casting away a demon from a demon-possessed person. How come we could not cast away a demon from that person, but how could you have done that? They asked him. Jesus said there is no other way but praying. Jesus said prayer is the answer for every issue. Then how could we possibly have peace and remain having peace and have a victorious life without praying? Pray like Jesus. Jesus has shown us in today's passage about how he prayed. He has shown us three ways. Firstly, Jesus habitually prayed. Praying was his habit. He was used to praying. In verse 39, it says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. Pay a special attention to where it says, as usual. It means that the Lord had a habit of praying in his usual pattern of living a life. For any human being, a habit is extremely important. Habit becomes a way of life. Whether the habit is a good one or a bad one, once it is used to practicing, it helps to form a character and it becomes our way of life. For our children as well, we need to help them to have a good habit from a young age. In our old saying, there is this saying, a habit at the age of 3 goes till the age of 80. This saying is so relevant and right. This is what the burglar, who has went in and out of the jail 7 times, said. While he was in jail, he regretted so many times of what he had done. He decided not to do anything wrong once he gets out of jail. However, within a month of getting out of jail, he made the same mistake and was jailed again. While he was unaware of it, his hand was in the pocket of someone else. That is what he confessed. The habit is something that we should be fearful of. Habit has a nature of a leech, a hanger-on. It tends to stick on us so tightly so it is so hard to get rid of it. These days, there are ads on TV, which shows how deadly the effects of smoking cigarettes are. Once cigarettes are smoked, it may taste good, but the ads show that the after effect of smoking is miserable. It shows that the images of the people who got ill due to smoking. It shows the images of the people who regret smoking and in great pain. At last, the lung got hardened and it became the very reason of getting a lung cancer. People know about this already, but they cannot easily quit smoking. Like this, habit turns into a way of living for people in general. Habit is like toxic symptoms. A toxic symptom is an illness, which cannot be quit with our own will only. The way to examine ourselves about whether we have been addicted with something or not is that testing whether we could stop doing it with our own will or not. Marijuana addiction, gambling addiction, alcohol addiction, internet addiction and drug addiction and so on, if something cannot be quit with our own will, then that is a toxic symptom. Even though something is fun, when this has to stop, if we cannot stop and we do it more and more, then this is an addiction. An addiction is a scary illness. A habit is like an addiction. We need to have a good habit. Through repeats, the roots of the tree get stronger and get rooted deeper into the soil. In the same way like this, through repeats, habit changes the character of a person and the way of life as well. For education for children as well, since the children are young, it is extremely important to help them form a good habit. A habit to keep Sunday holy as the Lord's Day, a habit to treat tithes as holy and God's, a habit to attend church services, a habit to read Bible and so on. When the habits like these have been formed, a good character of faith gets established. The best inheritance from the parents to the children is faith. Parents leaving an inheritance of faith for the children to have an honest and healthy character, spiritually and mentally, would become an asset for the children for their entire lifetime. It is the same for the spiritual life as well. Since the very first time of believing in Jesus, we need to form a habit of attending worship services, being punctual, serving in the ministry, being devoted in His work, and having a habit of praying, so that our faith can grow and be more mature. My mother has been told about the gospel from someone in the old days, and since then, since that first day of believing in Jesus until now, she prays in early mornings. A deacon who told the gospel to my mother that you need to believe in Jesus this way, praying to God in early mornings. So my mother just followed the way of that deacon since then. Jesus took his disciples and habitually, as usual, went to pray on Mount of Olives. I bless you all in Jesus' name, that you will be able to learn the way of praying from Jesus. The root of early morning prayer meeting has begun from Jesus. The root of the late night prayer meeting has begun from the Lord, too. He got soaked with the dew drops, and all night, he prayed to God. I hope that you will kneel down and pray through this Lent period. Secondly, Jesus said, pray so that you can get through your temptations. Verse 40 says, on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Jesus surely told the disciples the reason to pray. The way not to fall into temptation is by praying. Temptation is always around us. It is important not to fall into temptation. The one that attempts us is the enemy Satan. Enemy Satan that has a control over the air continually, just like a roaring lion, seeks the one to swallow over. But there is no need to fear temptation. Because the Lord won over temptations, we can fix our eyes on the Lord, and if we pray, we can win over temptations. We should not forget that until the Lord comes to us again, until we send enemy Satan over to the eternal hell, temptation can always sneak in our lives, and can attack us at any time. Therefore, we need to protect ourselves with the shield of prayer so that enemy Satan would not be able to attack us. Enemy Satan always attacks where it is the weakest. For any human being, whoever it is, there is a weak part. Someone is weak in material side. Someone is weak in controlling emotions. Someone is weak in dealing with opposite sex. In everyone, there is a weak side. When losing health as well, we do not get ill because the entire body is weak at first. Wherever part it is, when there is a part, which is fatally weaker than any other parts, this makes the entire body to be ill. It is the same as our faith. Even when all things are healthy, there is a part which is weaker. We need to be aware of the fact that enemy Satan continuously looks for the weak part to attack and is attacking that part at this very moment. Have a look at the people who fatally fail. They fail due to the same problem over and over. The people who fail due to material things, they fail again in the relationship related to the material things. The people who fail due to the opposite sex, they fail again due to the opposite sex issues. The people who fail due to emotional things, they fail again in the relationship related to the emotional things. If we look at the people who repeatedly commit the same crimes over and over, we can find out that their way of committing crimes was the same at all times. They are unable to get out from the circle of repeating and committing the same crimes. Even after 10 years and 20 years of serving in the jail, they commit the same sin again. So in China, to give a warning for 100 criminals, they decided to execute one person. Previously, when someone was found out as involved in the melamine case, this person was executed without fail. They wanted to give a warning for others, and to show that harming the edible food results in this kind of outcome. Have a look at the IS Islam terrorists these days, who kill the human beings in the most brutal, inhuman ways. They kill the human beings in indescribably brutal ways. The world should never ever tolerate these. They need to run after these terrorists and wipe the roots. Right now in our country as well, there are 230,000 Islam believers who came to Korea. National Intelligence Service has deported 57 most dangerous people from Korea. People predict that in year 2030, the population that believes in Islam will overtake the Christian population in Korea. Our country is not a safe area from terror anymore. We need to wake up. There are 600 Islamic praying places, and Islam believers are setting their strategies to found an Islamic university in Songdo Island area in Incheon with the oil money. When Christianity gets divided into pieces, and when we are not paying any attention about it, these forces from idols sneak in through our weak gaps. These will easily get unmanageable and uncontrollable within a short period of time, if we do not care. Now Christianity needs to reunite and become one. On the 28th of March this year, the subway line 9 extensions in Seoul will be finalized. New stations will be open and will be available for public use. One of the new stations due to opening is connected to Coex. But Seoul City has named this station as Bongyunsa. Bongyunsa is a mere Buddhist temple nearby, and it is not even a cultural asset of Korea. Coex is not even 1 meter away from this Line 9, and throughout the year, about 3,000 international conferences and exhibitions are held here. 36.5 million visitors come and go throughout the year. Despite the fact that all the people would agree to the fact that this station should be named as Coex Station, Seoul City has decided to name this station as Bongyunsa Station. Bongyunsa Temple is 120 meters away from this spot. This is a religiously biased approach taken by Seoul City. Mayor Won Sun Park previously served a role of a future chairperson of Bongyunsa. We should not remain as mere spectators when Seoul City takes this religiously biased approach. This is time Christians need to wake up and become the one. Christianity has a strong power. But it has a fatally weak point, which is an inability to reunite in one. Now churches in Korea need to reunite, come to an agreement, and form a one body so that we can influence. My dear family in Christ, a nation, a church, an individual, too, needs to come to an understanding where and which part is the weaker part and needs to cure that area. Through the prayer, we need to shield and guard our weak parts. A prayer becomes a shield that guards us against temptation. What enemy Satan most fears about is prayer. Therefore, when praying, we can overcome temptation. In the Bible, when did the various works of miracle get performed? These happened when people prayed. Firstly, when people prayed, the door that would possibly not get opened got opened. The steel chains that could not get undone got undone. The base of the jail, which could not get shaken, got shaken. Miracles were performed. Secondly, Hezekiah, who had a deadly disease and was about to die, got 15 years of his life extended as a result of praying. When Esther prayed, in the time of national crisis, she saved the nation. Everything turned upside down. Everything changed so much. More than anything else, in this time of Lent, we need to extend our time of praying, and I hope you will have a devotional time with God just like Jesus had. Also, thirdly, Jesus prayed to God and left everything in His hands. In verse 42, it says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Here it says, if you are willing. You will all have your desires of your heart. Whether these are spiritual ones, physical ones, or these are about your children, your businesses, whatever these are, ask God. But, like a prayer of Jesus, leave the end result to the will of God. It is because in everything, all the rights belong to God. Our fortune and misfortune, will and woe, good and evil, happiness and misery, and life and death, the key to these belongs to God. It is because the owner of all things is God. What is the most right way to live? It is living the life according to the will of God. All the affairs of the world happen according to the will of God. Despite this fact, we sometimes make a mistake and we act as if we are in control of the universe. No, God does it. The Lord left everything, even the results of praying, in the hands of God. This is the concept of sovereign power of Calvin, which is the key idea of Presbyterian. We are not doing the job, but it is leaving it to God. As much as we left in the hands of God, God takes care of it. When we leave everything in the hands of God, according to verse 43, God will help us. Verse 43 says, "An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him." Leave everything to God and pray about it. God will send His angels and will help you. I am going to sum up the sermon now. This is the time to pray. Especially this is the period of Lent. Personally, and as a church, and also as a nation, what we need the most is the prayer. The Lord set an example first of all. The Lord showed an ideal model of prayer. Pray like the Lord. Prayer is an answer. There are miracles in prayer. There are changes in prayer. Prayer is a key. I hope and pray that you will have a habit of praying in your life, like the Lord. God will send angels from the heaven and will help your prayers. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.